Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. This session is about cloud identity and access management, and I'm Nasos Kladakis. I am the product manager of Azure Active Directory for enterprise mobility and security. I am with the team that built Azure Active Directory almost from the beginning, so I think I know almost everything. Okay. This is what I say to people and to my engineers. So today, I will try to share everything with you. At the end of this session, I want you to have a great understanding on what cloud identity and access management means for Microsoft. That's the goal of this session, okay? I want you, if it's the only identity session you will attend at this event, I want to, from you to get everything that we build on Azure Active Directory, everything that we have in cloud identity and access management. What is in for you, what's the benefit for your users, and why you should use this solution. Of course, it's impossible to cover that in 75 minutes. So in every slide, or at least in most of the slides, you will see a code that is the code of the session that has more details on the specific topic. So if you see something that makes sense to you and it's important, take the code and go to that session. At the end, also, I will tell you more about all the sessions that we have this week. But this is the first identity session, and thank you for being here. I want to share two things for this slide, for the title of this slide. When I was uploading this slide on the Ignite site, I made a mistake. Instead of cloud identity and access management, it was saying loud identity and access management. The only loud thing about identity and access management is the product manager, okay? Identity and access management has one ambition, to be invisible, to be there for you, protect you, help to do your business, but it will be invisible. This is our goal. Our goal is to be forgotten in a good sense. We will be always there for you, and you will do what's important. This is the goal of this session. Let's see if we are going to achieve it. Now, I'm sure that you have seen these numbers. Have you seen these numbers before? Yes. And you will see them again and again. I guarantee you that. But no one will tell you the truth. Do you know what these numbers mean? These numbers mean, it's a hard fact. I mean, prepare yourself. No one likes you. No one. Okay? There is not a single category of people out there that like you. I understand that's hard, but look at that. The first category, okay, makes sense. It's the bad guys. 63% of all the bad things that happen to you are coming from faults of your users and weak passwords. And the bad guys, that it's not personal. Okay, it's not that they don't like you. They want to make their living. It's a hard work, but it pays. So it's not that they don't like you, but they don't like what you do. So that's the first category. The second category is your users. They definitely don't like you. Okay? And that's why 80% of them are using applications that you don't know. They don't want to talk to you. Can you imagine that? 80% of your users, they don't want to have anything to do with you. They are using their own applications. Shadow IT means your users don't like you. And you have 20% of liars out there saying that, no, I'm using only approved applications. So that's the hard truth, the second truth. And the third truth, you know, your leadership also doesn't like you. They say, yeah, you need fancy tools. There's no budget growth for you. So in this world that no one loves you, you have only us. Okay? I'm your only friend right now. And you know why? Because we will help you with solutions like this one to become the heroes that you need to be for your business. And you will make your users not love you, but tolerate you, because you will give them what they want fast. You will make your business definitely love you because you will save money. The first category will still hate you, no matter what, okay? So this is the reality of this slide. And also, Microsoft thinks that in order to address this reality and help you be that hero, I said, to become again the hero of the business, we have that suite of products, enterprise mobility and security, that with identity and access management, mobility device management, security products, information protection services, we will help you and your business do what you want. access everything from everywhere in order to do what you do every day. Okay? We want you to be successful, to be easy for you to do your business, and at the same time, we will protect you. Not the one against the other. Productivity and protection at the same time. And it's tough to be productive and protected at the same time because this is the reality that your users are facing. And this is what they want your help with. So let's see how you are going to help them. Let's do a history lesson. Back in the days, there was this thing. It's like a spaceship above your on-premises. It's the on-premises Windows Server Active Directory. I think that most of you have one or more of this. Is there here someone that has nothing to do with Active Directory on-premises, that he doesn't have a single installation of Active Directory? One. Thank you. We have a statistic that says 93% of businesses out there are using Active Directory. And they tell me, can you prove it? Yes, I prove it every time. 99 in this room. 0.9. So Active Directory is a dominant directory on premises. And again, there are businesses that we still love that are using other directories. Fine. It was great for a while. You are doing your business with that. You had that directory service. You have identity management services there. And you accessing on-premises applications. But then the cloud appeared. And not just the cloud. You know, devices that users brought with them. And they wanted access to your on-premise environment. And you said, fine, I know what to do. I will build a wall around it. A wall, I said. Does the wall came? Yeah, it was hard. I mean, it's not easy to build a wall. So you build a wall for them, and also you open tunnels. They are called VPNs. You open tunnels, holes on your system, to allow external devices to access your precious data. And then you realize that the applications outside your network are more than those you were protecting. So you said, why exactly am I protecting something that has nothing to do with my business? Almost everything seemed to be outside. And you had also customers and partners that now are in the game, and they said, we want access everywhere. We want access to easy-to-use applications. So it was really difficult to protect that perimeter that you had before, to protect that network that you used to have. So you would start thinking, and we would start thinking with you, the vendors, what we could offer you to solve this problem. So for a minute, you said, what if we don't use cloud applications at all? Nice. It was impossible, though. You remember? Your users don't like you. 80% of them are using cloud applications no matter what. So we said, OK, let's give them something else. Let's put something in between the cloud applications and the on-premises environment, an identity hub, Azure Active Directory in our case, that it will handle all the access to cloud applications, to on-premises applications. It will allow access from any device to any cloud. And at the same time, it will allow customers and partners to collaborate with users and each other. So this is the vision of Azure Active Directory. It will be the hub that you will create a single connection with. You will build a single bridge with. And through that bridge, Azure Active Directory will open the gates of the public cloud to you. As I say many times, I am holding the keys of the public cloud. Office 365, Google Apps, Amazon Web Services, Azure, Google Cloud, any applications, I am holding the keys to that. And I'm giving them over to you through Azure Active Directory. You will control who has access to what, and you will do that in an easy way for the end users. Why with Azure Active Directory, though? That's a great story. It makes sense. Let's go to another vendor. Why with Azure Active Directory? Azure Active Directory is not a small startup or a thing that just started, and I am begging you to come in to test it. Azure Active Directory, this directory service, is a tested service. It's a proven service. 85% of Fortune 500 are one way or another on Azure Active Directory. Because guess what? Azure Active Directory is the directory of Azure, as you can probably imagine, Office 365, and almost any other cloud service that Microsoft has, enterprise cloud service. And because of that, because we own, in a way, Office 365 and Azure, 1.3 billion authentications every day are accommodated from this Azure, from this identity provider, from Azure Active Directory. 1.3 billion. Okay, the number is so big that you need to, I need to take a pause to think about it. Every day, 110,000 applications. And there is a number, you know, 10 million directories, 750 million users. Boom, huge numbers, I mean, ridiculous numbers. And there is another, a small, I mean, modest number there that says 33,000 enterprise mobility and security customers. These are the customers that didn't take Azure AD with Office or with Azure or by accident. These are customers that trust enterprise mobility and security vision, and they did that the last 2 years. Because enterprise mobility and security in the way that we have it today, and we will present it to you the whole week, exists only 2 years, and 33,000 customers are already on board with us and help us become better and better. So this is why you should use Azure AD with everything. But again, I don't want to brag, although, you know, I am a modest person. However, I don't want you to stay on the numbers. I want to show you and prove to you that we have all the features that you need to be productive and secure. And I want to insist on productive. Recently, we are the first, actually, we said, you know, it's not just identity, it's identity-driven security. And identity and security became one and the same for many other vendors, right? This is the new trend. And I had that discussion with an analyst, and I said, is identity security? He said, only you identity people don't see that. Identity is security. But I want to insist and share my thoughts with you that although, yes, security is our number one concern, and you will see that, we still have features that are just to make your business progress. We have things that you need, and then we give you security for those things. It's not just a security product. It's a product that will help you collaborate more, help your users be more productive, and do what they, whatever they want. So that's why Azure Active Directory and Access Management, Azure Active Directory Identity and Access Management can provide one identity to access all kinds of applications. This is what we mainly do. This is the core thing that Azure Active Directory does. We will give you an identity to access any application in the cloud and on-premises. This is our main goal. And we will do that while we will help your users collaborate. We will do that while we help you and the IT departments to manage access at scale. And at the end, I will show you that we protect you. We work night and day to protect you, protect your identities and your assets, and you will see that. But we also care about the business. It's not just about security. It's security and business at the same time. So let's start by focusing on the first pillar, if you want, the first scenario, which is that one identity to access thousands of applications. That means different things for different customers. We have our friends from Bristol here. They say, yes, one identity to cloud and on-premise applications made our life simpler. But we have other customers saying other things too. I'm not going to read it. I thought it would be the best to read everything, but then I said no. So how we do that? How we achieve that? As I said, no matter if you have Active Directory on-premises or other directories or databases with usernames and passwords, we can help you synchronize them, bring them together, and synchronize them to Azure Active Directory, either directly or by using our on-premises identity management products like Microsoft Identity Manager. And as I said, we help you, we are giving you the tools to create one bridge, one simple connection that it's called Azure Active Directory Connect, and through that bridge, you can help your users walk to the cloud. It's easy. We have a detailed session on Azure AD Connect and the newest versions of Azure AD Connect that you have to use to achieve everything that I will share with you today. So this is how we give you one identity. And you guess right, this one identity is not a new one. This one identity is the same identity you used until now on premises. So actually, we help you extend the reach of this identity to any cloud, any application from any device. This is the one identity I promised. It's not a new one. It's the one you are using already. Now, what about the thousands of applications I promised? Let's see. We said at first, as the traditional tools were doing, I will give you the bridge, the connection, like federation tools do mainly, and you will build federation after federation after federation, connection after connection, your small bridges with every application. But then that didn't solve your problem. That's why we have done a lot of work with you, for you. We have pre-integrated thousands of cloud applications, the most popular ones, in Azure Active Directory. So when you build that bridge I was telling you, you can simply have to go to a gallery and say, now that I have that bridge, I need single sign-on to Office. I need single sign-on to Box. I want single sign-on to Google Apps. I want single sign-on. I lower my voice because how many of you have Google Apps? Five? Yeah. I don't have to be loud for five. Google Apps, okay? Office 365. How many have Office 365? It's a Microsoft show, okay, I understand. So, you see, we have done work for you. Applications are there. What if my application is not there, Nasos? We have templates. You can bring your application inside our environment easily by using templates. And if you write an application, a custom application, if you develop an application, there are libraries, there are ways to add this application in Azure Active Directory. Now, yes, cloud, 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 SaaS. We are all about SaaS. We want you to go to the cloud, screaming and kicking sometimes. But we want you to go to the cloud. However, that's not possible. I don't know why you keep insisting, Nasos, don't forget our on-premises apps. Nasos, what about this web application that is on-premises and I will never move it because there is no SaaS equivalent, because I have compliance issues, because I don't have money and I'm not planning to do it? So why you are not doing something through that great environment that you are promising to access on-premises applications? And you know, we did something. We hear you. And we did something 18 months ago. We introduced a component of Azure Active Directory that is called Azure Active Directory Application Proxy. An application proxy did a phenomenal work with web applications or premises that are using form-based authentication or Windows integrated authentication and some other. But still, that monster of on-premises applications wanted more because not all web applications are equal, let me tell you that, okay? We have cookie-based and header-based applications and all applications that are not using standards. And we have applications that are complex and behind firewalls after firewalls. So you wanted more. And I think we did it. But I have someone that is better than me to describe that. I want to call on stage Patrick Harding, who is the Chief Technology Officer of Ping Identity.
Thank you very much.
So I have Patrick here with me because Microsoft and Ping Identity work together to provide you a solution to access even more on-premises applications. Patrick, are you excited about it? Because as you see, I am super excited.
I don't know if I could be more excited than you, Nasos. I mean, I've never seen anybody so loud up on stage. It's phenomenal.
Okay, it's cloud, not loud.
So Ping is ecstatic about this opportunity to partner with Microsoft. We feel we're going to help a lot of Microsoft customers enable their sort of legacy and on-premise applications to sort of modernize them to support the latest identity protocols so that they can actually take those applications and make them work with the Azure AD control plane. So it's really, really exciting to do
that. So what do you think is the benefit for the customers actually from this partnership?
So, I'm going to sort of summarize what you said before, actually. I mean, enterprises today, employees today, it's a mobile workforce. Workers expect to be able to work from anywhere, anytime, on any device, and get access to any of the applications they need to do their work. That could be SaaS applications, it could be cloud applications, and obviously it's going to be on-premise applications as well. And Ping's going to be helping Microsoft sort of take those on-premise applications and make them available and visible to support this new sort of work productivity that we're dealing with.
And a few examples of these applications, Patrick?
Oh, so, you know, we're dealing with, you know, some of the, I won't say it out loud, but SAP applications and
feel
Oracle
free.
Applications.
We are not competing.
Okay, good. A classic example of what we're dealing with, it might be some of the applications written in Java or running on Apache on Linux. It's all the stuff that actually springs up that you sort of don't necessarily realize is there over the last 10, 15, 20 years. So it's all of that stuff.
Great. Can you help us understand how this thing works?
Sure. So at a very, very high level, because I know this is meant to be a deep technical sort of presentation today, where Ping Access is helping you enable those legacy on-prem applications to support OpenID Connect and OAuth so that you have a standards-based interface that can basically integrate directly into Azure AD acting as an OpenID Connect provider. So we're supporting standard protocols for doing this, nothing proprietary. And then the applications that Ping Access protects, we leverage HTTP headers or other mechanisms for you to integrate those apps very easily and seamlessly into Ping Access at that point.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you very much. That was great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I will also show you a demo, so you will see, Patrick, that I actually understand the solution. Okay? It's an amazing demo, how users can access those applications protected by Ping Access. So if you want to know more about what we did with Ping Access and Azure Application Proxy to give you a single sign-on and remote access without VPNs to more on-premise applications, come to our booth, go to Ping's booth. We are more than willing to share with you the details. Just a few things more on that. This product, in quotes, Ping Access for Azure AD, we don't have an official name, as you can imagine, yet, will be available early 2017. Now we're in private preview, okay? So in the next few months, you will see this thing becoming an actual service included in Azure Active Directory. So as you saw, we can do thousands of applications in the cloud. We could do enough applications on premises, and now with Ping's help, we almost unlock every application. But we are not stopping there. What about real single sign-on with mobile applications? Because single sign-on with the web version of the applications seemed easy now. I mean, most of the people can do it. What about the access single sign-on to mobile applications? What we have done in this front? So let me show you that. I'm using the opportunity of the tool that you are seeing on your screen to discuss about single sign-on to mobile applications. This tool is called Microsoft Authenticator. Please go and download it and use it. It's for iOS, it's for Android, for Windows phones. I'm also lowering my voice because, again, how many of you have Windows phones here? More than Google Apps, of course, but still I'm not impressed. I thought I was the last one, so it's good. So Windows phones, iOS, Android, go and download this app, because this app does what? This app, first of all, consolidates every authenticator app that Microsoft ever created. Okay, authenticator for Windows, Microsoft account for Android. But why we had all those authenticators? That was our problem, okay? So first of all, with this application, we are solving one of our problems. Different teams writing the same thing, okay? We do that sometimes. In this case, we fixed it. There is no authenticator from Microsoft that is not consolidated in this tool, Microsoft Authenticator. And you can use it not just for Azure Active Directory and enterprise purposes, but at the same time, you can use it for your Microsoft accounts, Outlook, Hotmail, Skype, to provide a second factor of authentication for that. And also you can use it for Facebook, you can use it for Google, and other kinds of identity providers that provide to you a second factor to protect your authentication even more. So the main reason we had this tool, it was because it used to materialize the multi-factor authentication. And I will show you that in my demo. However, this tool now, this consolidated tool will do more. With this tool, you will be able to have real single sign-on to different mobile applications. So you will log into your iPad, And if Authenticator is there, you will be able to log in once to Word, and then to Excel, and then to PowerPoint, and to Outlook, without having to add your password again and again and again. And if you are old school guys, and you like, I mean, you don't even like to add your password, but you want to save to solve that with old-fashioned tools, we have something that is called certificate-based authentication. So if this is a regulation reason that you want to use that, you can download certificates. They will be stored in this Microsoft Authenticator, and they can be used for authentication without passwords. And soon, in the near future, Microsoft Authenticator will be the vehicle of Windows Hello, of passwordless authentication based on the FIDO standards. So you will really get rid of your passwords eventually through a tool like that. So imagine, you will use Microsoft Authenticator on Windows devices, on iOS devices, on Android devices to log in to your main device. But also, in the near future, you will use this application to log in to websites. So no matter from which device you are coming, you will go to a website, and if it supports the FIDO2 standard, you will use Microsoft Authenticator to scan a QR code or anything else, and you will be able to log into this website with no passwords. So although the death of passwords is a bit of an exaggeration, it will happen eventually, and we are starting with that tool. So Microsoft Authenticator, download it. You can use it for Azure AD if you have it, and you can use it for Facebook, for Google, for Microsoft accounts, for your consumer accounts at the same time. It can support multiple accounts. So we provide single sign-on to even your mobile application store now, easier than ever. And still, there are applications out there that are not covered yet. I mean, how many applications are out there? I don't know. You have applications that are traditional, and you don't want to keep them on premises, but you don't want to change them. You want to take them and put them into the cloud. If that's the case, if you want to take applications running on premises and move them directly to the cloud without any changes on the model of the application, run them on Linux and Windows virtual machines on Azure, then yes, we have that too. Here I give you domain controller as a service. You can, instead of using a virtual machine on Azure, you can just plug your Linux and your Windows virtual machines in this data center, the domain controller as a service, domain services that we provide through Azure AD, and this thing, this service, will act as your domain controller. So no matter which application you have, SaaS, we have you covered. Custom applications, cool. On-premises applications, our friends from Ping and we have covered. And for mobile applications, and even more, for if you have applications for Lift and Shift, you are covered too. Okay? So I did my best to prove to you that thousands of applications is not just a marketing number. Now, let me move to the next pillar, which is, okay, I gave you an identity, and they can access everything. Your users can do that. But now they want to collaborate. They want to make their life easier, and because, again, I told you they don't like to talk to you, they want to have self-service capabilities. Let's see that. So a lot of customers are using that already. They're super happy. I forgot to mention our friends from Vetco here. Look at what they say. I gave them one password, and I let them go. Do whatever you want. Reset your passwords, go whatever, wherever you want. We cannot manage you all. So that's a way to provide access without borders to users. Other organizations, bigger organizations, are using our tools for a different approach to provide access, secure access to partners, to vendors. But this is the main idea. So let's see the features, the capabilities that materialize that. First of all, we provide a single tool, a single screen that helps you access all the applications I said. Cloud applications or premises applications, that is one place that you can access your applications. I don't want to say anything more on that because I will show you that in my demo right away. Let's go to the next, which is one of the most important things, and we have a great session on Friday morning that will describe that more. You can use your Azure Active Directory as the center of your cross-organization collaboration. Let me use another way to say that. Imagine that you want to provide access to your vendors, to your partners, to external users, to guests. But you don't want to solve that thing with traditional means like creating temporary accounts on premises. Those temporary accounts on premises are the mother of all bads that happen to customers. Because these temporary accounts are never temporary. And they are normal accounts in your Active Directory, no matter what letter you put in front of it. Temp, V, whatever. They are normal accounts. And they can be used for good and for bad. So now, we give you the opportunity to avoid that. Invite the guests that you want. Invite the partners that you want, the vendors that you want, to access your on-premises and cloud resources by using Azure AD as a hub. We have B2B collaboration and an easy way to invite guest users. If they have Office 365, if they have Azure, fine, it's easy. If they don't have, still, we can invite them through a free Azure Active Directory we will provide. And the news are that now we can do that even with their Gmail. You can invite people even with their Gmails. Go to this session and you will learn more about that. Moving forward, one thing that you would expect from us is that although, as I said before, we support all kinds of devices, we support all kinds of platforms, of course, we also support our own. It's no surprise here, right? And with Windows 10, we went one step further with Azure Active Directory. We embedded Azure Active Directory with Windows 10. From the moment you buy Windows 10, you have the option to log in to join your device to the cloud. And from that moment on, imagine you just bought something from a store. On your way to the house, you open it. You are in the out-of-the-box experience, and you can choose to join it to Azure Active Directory. Without going back to on-premises, to the corporate network, without having your users talk to you because they don't like you, again, I say that again and again, they will join the device to Azure AD, and all the security policies, the mobile device management agents, and other things that you want will flow into this device through Azure AD without the need of traditional join to start with. And if later on you want to join these devices traditionally, of course you can do that. We have a hybrid model. And on top of that, we did something that was a request from many of you. On Windows 7, Windows 8, and Windows 10 originally, we had the ability to share the user interface, the browser settings, application settings among devices. I'm using that a lot. I have my device, I log in with my Microsoft account, my MSA account, Hotmail, Outlook, and I synchronize the settings of this device with other devices. That's a great capability. You can keep 2, 3, 10 devices with the same features by just synchronizing them. But your request was that, you know, I'm an enterprise, and Microsoft accounts are personal. I don't want to synchronize the settings of an enterprise device through a Hotmail account. Give me something better. And we did that. Through Azure Active Directory, Windows 10 devices now can share settings through Azure AD, and this feature is called Enterprise State Roaming. So now you have a device, you install applications, you set settings on these applications or your browser, backgrounds, everything. And if this device is destroyed and you get a new one and join it to Azure AD, everything will flow back. The device will look the same. And if you are using OneDrive, all the documents will be there for you. So we did that with Enterprise State Roaming. Now let me go to the final thing before my demo, which is the ability for consumers to have the same experience. For your own users, your own customers, the customers of our customers, we give you the opportunity to provide single sign-on, secure single sign-on to them by using B2C, Azure Active Directory B2C. Again, we have a session. You can learn more details for that. Let me go now to my demo. As I told before, we help users. And it's important to start from the end user experience. So I will start from the end user experience, and I will try to show you almost everything I talked about through the end user experience. So imagine now we have a persona here, and this persona was working for this company, so it's not brand new. She didn't came today, and I use that because she has configured a few things. I don't want to configure everything from scratch. So she was working for for marketing, let's say, and she realized that marketing has no future, okay? And she said, I will go to sales. Great. So, not engineering, okay, sales, I said. So she moved to the sales department. Fine. Now she has a new device. Her new department gave her a new device. Everything looks fine because it's with enterprise state roaming. And although she doesn't know where to find the applications on the device, she will go somewhere that she always goes. So she will use another browser. And she will go to, I don't remember the name of that browser, myapps.microsoft.com, and she will log in. Our user is called Aphrodite, and she is now a sales person, although she used to work for marketing. So Aphrodite will go in. As you saw, when she was recognized, everything changed. This is branding that is provided by Azure Active Directory. She will use her password, and she will sign in. Okay, she signs in. And, she sees a few applications. She sees, of course, Office 365, her mail, Exchange, SharePoint Online for OneDrive. She sees another application for file sharing there. Oh, Contoso Research. This is, as it says here, super ultra-sensitive on-premise applications. Amazing. Now she will have access to the secrets of the company. Of course, the HR application that she has here, amazing. But that doesn't feel good. I mean, there are too few applications. Let me go to my emails, Aphrodite says. So she opens her email to send an email to help desk. But no, you see, her manager has already sent an email. As I told you, I'm not zooming in and zoom out, okay? Listen to me for the story. So the boss here says, welcome, Aphrodite. You saw already a few applications in your environment. However, the way we do it here in sales is that we want you to go and join a few groups. And by joining these groups, you will get access to even more applications. Amazing, Aphrodite says. So they want me to access sales teams apps and enterprise social apps. Let me do that. So click here, and this is the ability of self-service group management and self-service application request. So tools that they don't need IT interference. So she goes here and says, I want to join the group. Sales are better than marketing. Great. This specific group has self-approved rules. So there's no need for a manager to let her in. She just got approved. Amazing. What else the boss said? I need to join the enterprise social applications. Let me go to all groups. Let me find enterprise social apps. Great. The users that are in this group get access to the Twitter account of the company without the need of knowing the password. Amazing. So, sales are still better. Or something like that. I use Greek too, so. So now, this group is a little bit different. This group requires approval from a manager, from a business owner, not from the admin. It's just the business owner that needs to be to approve that. Great. So let's go now to her manager's portal. I'm using Internet Explorer for that. And as you can see here, her manager is using the new version of my apps. You can see it's in preview still. This is the new interface, better, cleaner. And let me refresh that a little bit just to have the request from Aphrodite appear here. And you will see that, if you noticed, a new notification appeared here. And again, this is not an admin. This is a normal user. We are talking about self-service group management. This guy decided that the group that brings access to his applications will need a workflow. So he'll go here and says, sales are still something Greek here, approve. Yes, I'm sure that I want to approve. And let me tell you, this also is in his mailbox. So he could do that through his email. Amazing. Aphrodite is approved. I don't know how much time I need to stall in order that thing to play. You have to bear with me, okay, a few seconds. It doesn't take more than 1 minute, ever. But 1 minute, it's ages here. So bear with me. One minute, I said, okay? No more than 1 minute. But because 1 minute can be too long. Okay, so boom, you saw that? You saw that? I hope you all saw it. Yes, please. So from zero applications, I came, now I have 24. Some of them from one group, others from the other group. And as you know, I have access to my Office 365 with no problem at all. Let me click on Box. Yes, I can open Box, single sign on to Box. Nice. Okay. You see that? I'm in. And I have Salesforce. I have other applications. I have on-premise applications. I have Twitter. Let me open Twitter. Let's see what happens if I open Twitter here. So as I said, this is the enterprise social account. I don't know the password, but we are using something, the closest thing to single sign-on, and we have access to the social account of the company without that user to know the password. So Aphrodite has no clue what's the password of the Twitter account of the company. But still, she can tweet in the name of the company now that she had the right role. And what else I need to access from here? Oh, one application is missing. Although this tool is great, Aphrodite says, I still have one application that is great, and it's an old web application. It's an application that is using cookies and header-based authentication. Aphrodite doesn't know that, okay? She just knows that it's an application that she needs to build a VPN. But recently, she heard something that a group was created for those that were, they had enough with VPNs. They didn't want to see a VPN again. So let her search for that group. I go to groups, I go to all groups. You see, the user can join other groups or search for groups, not members, sorry, all groups. And she will try to find that group from those that are tired with VPNs. Oh, look at that. I'm tired of VPNs. How convenient. Now, she says, oh, I don't believe it. Is it possible to join this group and all the web applications I used to have and they needed a VPN, now will appear in front of me? Let's see. I'm really tired. Or whatever. What rights mean? Hopefully nothing. Offensive. Okay. I'm in. So let me see. Let me go back. I need a few seconds, as you can imagine, again. So what I have here, you remember 24, 24, 24. F5, not that F5. Let's see, 24. And imagine this is an application that is on premises. Let me show you that. And now that you know that we're doing something with ping access, I will take that opportunity to show you something else. So this is the on-premises application server. And ping identity is installed here. So I'm not going to go in, but ping identity is a piece of software that is installed here, and it connects with the on-premises applications that Aphrodite couldn't access without a VPN. And just to show you that it's a real application, Aphrodite have to come locally somehow to localhost, and she could see, continue to this website, she could see this application. This is the application that she wants access to. In order to do that before, she either had to VPN, to remote desktop, to a server, or through VPN to come on site and access these applications with legacy tools. Now, with ping access, connecting with application proxy, Aphrodite will be able to access this application. Of course, this is the admin now, okay? I'm the admin logged in here. Let's see if that time was enough to see the application here. I hope that it was. So yes, here it is. You remember? Contoso Retail Services. So now, look at that. I'm demonstrating how difficult it is to access with single sign-on to an application that wasn't support before without ping access. Let me show you. Impressive, isn't it? People told me, actually, in this room, I have my friends that said, Nassos, are you sure you want this demo? It's nothing. I mean, you click and you are in. I said, this is exactly what I want to show you, right? It's nothing. Ping access is there, application proxy is there, and the user just clicks and he's in, or she's in our case. And if you don't believe me that this is a header-based application, I hope that it will work. If I click here, we have done something that you can see the headers, and you will see, for those that don't believe me, they will see that's not a normal web application, that there's cookies and headers. So until that happens, I will go back to the rest of the presentation, and then I will return to this demo to show you even more and show you some management console and security. And hopefully by then, the cookie will appear. So this user, this demo, showed you that you can go to to access any application on premise or in the cloud by using self-service capabilities, like self-service business application management, group management. Some of these groups can be dynamic, so you can access, you can become a member of a group without requiring access. You can become a member of this group because of your department, because of your name, because of your country. So we have dynamic management. And now I'm going to show you probably something that makes your life easier. And we have a specific session on that will appear right here, this one, that will talk exactly about that. How all these things I show you, plus the ability to get provisioning and single sign-on to thousands of applications easily, is available through Azure Active Directory. So Azure Active Directory doesn't just provide single sign-on. It provides advanced lifecycle management because it helps you provision users directly to applications that support that. And that means when you create a user on your Active Directory, and this user is synchronized on Azure Active Directory, and by using groups or directly, you assign an application to them the way I assigned applications to Aphrodite, then Aphrodite will find an account for her in Box, in Salesforce, in Office, in Google Apps, in ServiceNow, in other applications. And you don't have to go to these applications and create another user for Aphrodite. Azure AD will do that for you directly from on-premises or the cloud directory. So managed at scale means that you can have tools to provision users to applications and also deprovision them. By change their group membership, they will lose access to the groups that you saw. If I remove Aphrodite from the group, that you remember the group, I'm tired of VPNs, she will lose access to this application. If I remove her from the sales apps, her account in Box and Salesforce will be disabled. So provisioning and deprovisioning, and other tools that you will have the opportunity to see. But also, management at scale means I give you tools to monitor everything. So you know that all the infrastructure that supports your business runs well. So we have introduced a tool that now I believe it's at the better state than ever, that helps you monitor your connection, your federation servers, if you use federation, but also your on-premises domain controllers, and you can see the health of all those things through a tool that is called Connect Health. So this is it. Let me go on, though, and discuss about something that is, as I said, equally important than productivity, but I want to admit that it's cooler, okay? It's amazing. So this demo is even better. I love this demo. I love that part of the presentation. We are in a position right now to claim that we can give you advanced identity protection better than ever before. I will show you why. I will demo a few things, but then we have a couple of sessions that will take you deeper there. So let me start by showing you that while I help you go to the cloud and everywhere, I also protect you with Azure Active Directory. Probably, I can say I protect you better than ever. So let's see. We have many customers that are using these features already, of course. You can read about it later. So what I have here, you will see that our story, the protection of our user story, has many different parts. And everything starts from the entry point. So I want to talk to you about protection of your identities at the front door. And to be honest, it's not just the front door, okay? I'm protecting the front door, the back door, the windows, every opening, every point of access. We protect everything. So no matter if you are coming from the front door, that the title says, or if you are coming from the back door or from everywhere else, when you are trying to touch the assets that are protected from Azure Active Directory, I will be there. And first of all, I will protect you with simple things that makes a huge difference with our conditional access policies. So conditional access means that whenever you try to get in to an application or a resource that is protected by Azure AD and Enterprise Mobility and Security, I will check who you are, of course. But that's not enough anymore. I don't trust you because you have just a username, okay? That's not good anymore. I don't trust you at least for every attempt you do to access applications. So I will check who you are, if you are at the right group, if you are coming from the right device, if this device is managed and compliant. I will check if I like your location, and if all these things work, then I will let you in possibly, or I will make your life a little bit harder by asking you to, I will challenge you with multi-factor authentication. But okay, location, device, user, application sensitivity, I can let you in, I can block you, I can enforce MFA, but this is not absolutely new. Although, you know, I love these features and we implement it in a great way, the great thing is not that. It's the fourth thing that you see there. So, while we are protecting you with simple rules, at the background, we are doing other stuff. We monitor everything that is happening in the cloud. We are monitoring all the attacks we get through that, those 1.3 billion authentications per day, but even more, we monitor all those authentications and attacks that are happening in every other cloud that Microsoft has, which is our consumer cloud too. So every authentication against Xbox and Skype and Outlook and Azure and Office 365 are all coming in one machine learning engine. And what do we do for that? Let me tell you what we do. One friend that is in this room said something that I really like, and I will repeat it, and I hope you understand it. And if you don't, you will go to his session. In order to protect you, the signal is the king here, okay? The signal is king. No one can say that, oh, I will protect you because I can, let's say, calculate a risk for you if he doesn't have the right amount of signals. I listen to other vendors saying, yeah, you know, this kind of protection, the risk-based protection that I'm going to describe to you, it's not that great. Of course they say that because they just can't do it, okay? In order to be able to calculate the risk, in order to be able to say that I know what's dangerous for you and I will protect you from that and you don't have to set up static rules, you have to have the signal. And Microsoft has it. And what is the signal? As I said, it's the millions of attacks and the billions of authentications we get every day. So you can monitor your environment and you can identify what's not normal for your users. But you don't have the power on your own to identify abnormal behaviors that are happening across the cloud. So one IP or one user can right now attack another one of our customers, not you. But we know that. And when he tries to attack you, for you, he will be new. No risk for him. However, for us, he will be an old acquaintance. Someone that we already know that it's sneaky. So we are using that vast amount of signals, those millions of attacks that we're having every day, to protect you by knowing what's not normal in the cloud. So we gather abnormal behavior from users. We track IPs with suspicious behavior. We have reports that gather leaked credentials all over the net. So imagine that. Every time you see an announcement that 4 million accounts were stolen, 5 million accounts are there. Most of them are gathered by Microsoft, and we give you the information if one of your accounts is there. So there is a report, actually, a unique report in Azure Active Directory that says one of your accounts is in the news today. You didn't know it. We know it, and we share it with you. How amazing is this? In order to give you that, we need that power, the cloud power that we have. It's not horsepower here. It's cloud power. Okay? And now we share that for you, with you. So we give you one more monitoring tool. No. We don't give you one more monitoring tool. That's not what you want, okay? Monitoring tools are great, and we have a great monitoring tool. You see that lens up there? It shows users at risks and logins at risk and other things that I will describe in my demo. However, what we really offer here and what I'm really proud of is the fact that we allow you to act based on what we monitor. So for all these bad things that we think that are happening against you, all these malicious attempts to access your resources, all these IPs that seem suspicious, we calculate a risk. We calculate a risk score for every attempt. We calculate a risk score for every user. We calculate a risk score for every vulnerability your configuration has. And we give it to you. And we say, create a policy to act on those risks. How cool is this? It's not another monitor. It is a monitor, of course. It's a great monitor. And actually, as you can see here, you can share it with other monitors. You can extract the data and give them to all other monitoring tools and systems you have. But what I'm really excited is exactly what I said. We calculate a risk score. So you, of course, you have to worry. Every time you have to worry. But we are there for you with the huge experience we have to tell you that you might not know that, but Aphrodite is at risk today for many reasons. And Nasos login is risky because he's coming from an unknown location. And you don't have to configure every little detail of it. If Aphrodite is risky, do that. If he's using this, do that. We just act based on the score. So if the score is high, block Aphrodite. If the score is medium, challenge Aphrodite. If the score is low, let her in. So this is what I'm excited about, and I'm trying to make you excited, but if I didn't manage, we have a really detailed session. And on top of that, we have something that is really important too, and it was a request that was coming for many of you. We extend that protection from just the end user to your administrators, to you. Because I will bring back the first slide. No one loves you, and no one trusts you too. So someone has to protect the business from you guys. So this is the tool that will protect the business from you. Because with this tool, Privileged Identity Manager, all the cloud administrators from Office 365 and Azure Active Directory will be discovered. You will restrict their access if you want, by make them eligible or temporary. And then you will monitor and assess their behavior so you can decide if you want to change something. So advanced identity protection with risk scores for every user, but also privileged identity management to be sure that no one has that level of access to do whatever he wants. We will control everyone. We trust no one, as you see here. Okay? And this is the assumed breach environment that you need to operate in. So what I show you today, and until now, if you think about it, is the ability to protect at the access point, at the front door. If someone tries to come in from any cloud place, I will be there with my rules, with my risk scores, with my policies to protect you. And I will show you that in a demo right away. However, if you have some time to think, and if I wasn't that loud and thinking was easier, you could say, okay, Nassos, you said at the beginning that you are giving us one identity, right? And this identity, the same we are using on premises, right? But here you are protecting this identity only from the cloud. What if this identity is compromised from within? What if this identity is compromised on premises and your fancy cloud tools cannot tell that because the access point is on a tiny server somewhere in the data center? That's why I'm not just here to present you about the cloud identity and access management. I want you to remember that we have a holistic approach through enterprise mobility and security. That's why we have a similar tool on premises that it's called Advanced Threat Analytics. This tool does similar user behavior analysis on premises. It knows what is normal for your user on premises, what's the behavior that your users and entities have on premises, and if it sees something irregular, it reports that. Okay? So cloud and on premises, we have you protected. But still, I protect you at the front door. What if you convince me that you are good? Okay? You convince me that, Nassos, I have my username, I have my password, no risk for me. You call me through my phone, I replied. What do you want from me? It's me, I'm safe. So the guy at the front door would say, yeah, come on in. So when you are in, no one is watching, right? You can go wild. You can start climbing on the desks, breaking the furniture, I don't know. No one is protecting you anymore because you went through that front door, you proved it's you, so no problem. No, that's not that way. What I said, we trust no one. We don't trust even those that we pretend that we trust. So I let you in. But now that you are in these applications, Now that you are in the application, in Box, inside Salesforce, inside Google Apps, inside Office 365, I still watch you. I still monitor what you do. I protect the business from your in-session behavior. So yes, you are in. But if I see you talk to the guy next to you, if I see you stealing stuff, deleting stuff, downloading things that you shouldn't, cloud app security, as a part of enterprise mobility and security, is there to protect the business from you. So I protect you at the front door in the cloud. I protect you at the front door on premises. I protect you inside the application. And also with mobile device management and information protection, I secure your devices and I protect everything in the file level. This is what enterprise mobility and security can offer. And this is what we are going to present this week, starting tomorrow morning. But let me go to the demo, the cooler demo I promised. And we will close with this demo. So, we have Aphrodite here in this environment. Great. So, Aphrodite went to a few applications with no problem. You have to believe me, the demo is there. Aphrodite is there. Okay? So let's see a few things, a few rules that I have applied so you can see everything that I described until now. Aphrodite is trying to access another application. Let's say Salesforce. Okay? She's a salesperson. He wants to go to Salesforce, to the CRM, to see that stuff. So when he clicks here, the system will realize that now she's not going to any normal application. She's going to a sensitive application. And I'm using Microsoft Authenticator. It says, I received a verification request. You have to believe me, okay? I know that you cannot see it. So here it says, verify, cancel, and something else. Let me click verify for now. So Aphrodite verifies with a second factor that she's the right person. So by doing that on Microsoft Authenticator, I told you to download, or through a phone call or a text message that I can receive on my band, so I can just look the text message and log in, nice. I can come here directly. However, there was a third option that we don't talk much about it, but it's super important. The third option was saying, the first was verify, the second was cancel, and the third was cancel and report. So if Aphrodite receives a RAT request in the middle of the night or a phone call in the middle of the night, she can cancel and report, and her account will be blocked. Fraud alert. So it's not just MFA and you verify or you cancel. If you think that you receive a request out of the blue, although something bad is happening, someone has your password already, you can cancel and report, and your access, your account will be blocked. Let's see one other thing, another rule. And you can imagine that this is a conditional access rule that says, if you access a sensitive application, request MFA. Let's see another rule. Aphrodite is now home, and she has access to an application that says super sensitive. You remember that? Contoso Research. It says super ultra sensitive on premium SIS applications. Aphrodite is super excited because now she's at home and she can show to her kids how important things she's doing at work. So let me show you. Come closer. I will show you everything that Contoso does in research. So look at that great message. Look at that. How detailed message we have here. You cannot get there from here. Amazing. It's absolutely clear. Now Aphrodite understands that she cannot go there from here. I know that she has already called you. Okay? So I cannot have access. I don't have access. But if she really reads, she can tell you what she can say, that you cannot get there from here. You need to be on premises, on a trusted network to access. And in case that she still wants to call you, if she clicks on more details, she can get all these details and give it to your help department, help desk, that says, this IP is protected, and I'm coming from this device and this browser. So you can tell, and she can tell if she's smart enough, that she's blocked because of the location that she's in. So it's a location-based rule. Let's see now something else. You have seen that, I believe, in other demos, but I want to show it. I would now use Tor browser. Tor browser is an anonymizer, okay? And I will maximize it, although it says don't maximize it, because from the screen length, they will understand from which browser you are coming and from which device. So they really want you to be anonymous. So Tor, if you try to access an application, it will go from here to Germany, to Romania, to Greece, and then back to the application. So it will cover your track. Let's see what will happen. So I will go to my apps as Aphrodite. And again, you have to be a little bit patient here because it takes a few more seconds because, you know, it's really hard to be to do that job, okay, to be a hacker and protect your tracks. It's a hard job, but it pays. So Tor browser now is trying to take me from one place to the other, to the other, to the other, to protect me by hiding my tracks. So now, let's see. If you check that, and you will believe me, it takes me to Germany, from Germany to another place in Germany, and then to Ukraine. So now, the application thinks I'm coming from Ukraine. Amazing. Vlad, it was by accident, okay? I didn't make it on purpose. So Aphrodite, I was really trying to get Greece, but it's random. Aphrodite that had access previously to all the apps, now that she's using the anonymizer, let's see what happens. And you can see what happened? Same device, same location, same user, but this login was risky. I will show you the rule that I created. I didn't go to create a rule that says, if you see Tor blocker. I said, if you see medium risk, challenge here with MFA. And accessing from an anonymizer for our risk engine means medium risk. Make sense? So it's not that I blocked Tor. It's not that I did something specific. I asked from our device, from our machine learning, to have a rule that you will see right away that calculates the risk and blocks the medium risk like that. Something happened to me yesterday night. As I said, we calculate three things, risk score in three things. Bear with me a little bit. We calculate the risk score for every event. So the user might be fine, perfectly healthy, but currently, real time, what he does seems risky. So we give a score to every sign-in attempt, right? Secondly, we see the behavior of the user in general. So if a user is in a leaked credentials report, if a user is in is behaving crazy, then his score will go up. So yesterday night, because I'm new in Atlanta, I was trying again and again and again the demo, suddenly the score of Aphrodite went up. So I was blocked no matter from where I was accessing. Because he said, although you are not doing something bad, you tried 20 times from Tor, 10 times from a different location. Now the user is at risk, not just the event. So I go to the service that we call identity protection. And you can see here that, as I said, it has a great monitor that shows users at risk, events that are risky, and configuration. Let me start with configuration. You can see the scoring of configuration. It says that 400 of your users are not registered for MFA. And here is the collaboration between identity protection and privileged identity management. Privileged identity management lets identity protection know that there is an administrative role that doesn't require MFA to log in, or that there are administrators that are not using their privileges. So what's the purpose of having them? Or you have too many global admins. All these suggestions are coming from privileged identity management. And now are here in the identity protection monitor, and they are have a risk related to them. You can see that users are flagged from risk. So if I go to users, you can see users that are in high risk because their credentials are leaked. Probably they were at Yahoo. And you can see Aphrodite here. Aphrodite was yesterday reported as a risky user, but I remediated just to be able to show the demo. So yesterday it says, too many attempts from here. It seems innocent, but here risk now is higher. So I said, no, add Atlanta in my trusted locations. And as you see, Aphrodite down here is secure. And the same goes for the events. Every event that happens against your identity has a score. Let's see medium real-time events. You will see, among other things, various users logging in from unknown places, using anonymizers. And our Aphrodite is down here, and she has various events that says you came from Prague or Athens, and it's not your location, or you used an anonymizer. And as I said, all these things will be great, but they're even greater because I can apply policies. And based on the risk score, I can say that for all users or just for a specific group, if the score is in risk, if the sign-in risk score is medium and above or high and above, do something. So my rule here is that if the request, the event, is medium risk, then require MFA, multi-factor authentication. I could say block the users. I could say require password reset. But I know that these tools are exciting, but let me tell you something. Aphrodite, when she sees this thing, what she reports? This is great, but this is downtime, people, right? This is downtime. You are happy because, and I'm happy too, because we use the tools and we protect her. But this is downtime. So use these powerful tools wisely. And in order to help you to be wise, we have also in that policy something great that says, if you are using this policy, please see how many will be affected. So if you have 10,000 users, and from the moment you apply that policy, you see that 99% of your users will be affected, something is wrong with your policy or your users. Fix it first, and then apply a policy that will make the life of everyone miserable. It doesn't help, I mean, to love you more. Plus, again, remember, people, this is downtime. Okay? So balance between that and the productivity. And now I'm going back to the set to close with a few slides, and you are free to go. You can open the doors. So look at that. We have a lot of success stories, but I want to point out Unilever. Go to that session, and you will see how this company have 100,000 users, and they protect them, and they modernize their IT with Azure Active Directory. Amazing session from your peers here. It's a tough team. They managed to bring 100,000 users to EMS with almost no problems. Of course, they didn't do that alone. Our success team was there next to them. And our success team is here, and it will be there for you if needed. So you are not alone. And also, I want you to remember that everything I said, it has a session for it. This week, every slide I saw has a session. And of course, there are things that you need to do afterwards. I have more things for you to read. And with that, I want to thank you very much for being a great audience. Thank you.